We have never had in the city of Santa Rosa anyone serve on council from the southwest part of town, at least not in the last 30 years.
Historically, almost 90% of city council members have come from the northeast quadrant of Santa Rosa.
That was Santa Rosa Mayor Chris Corsi, and before him, Councilmember Julie Combs. So until now, residents of the city's most prosperous areas have been able to make their voices heard in local politics, while others risk being shut out. The council's vote follows a threat to sue the city by a Southern California lawyer named Kevin Schenkman. He's been suing jurisdictions around the state under the California Voting Rights Act of 2001, which mandates better representation for minority voters. The issue isn't new to Santa Rosa. District elections were on the ballot in 2012, and Chris Corsi supported them at the time.
That measure was defeated by a pretty wide margin, 60% to 40%. But district elections, what they will do, unarguably, they will provide geographic diversity on the council. If you live in a certain section of the city, you will be able to vote for a representative on the council who also lives in that section of the city. That's the primary advantage, is you'll have direct representation. If you have an issue in your neighborhood, you will know which council member to call. If you have an event in your neighborhood, you'll know which council member should be showing up.
This is an interesting time in Santa Rosa for a number of reasons, not least of which is the projected annexation of Roseland, due to be completed before year's end. Councilmember Julie Combs.
We are about to annex Roseland, and that's another 7,000, 8,000 people. And when we do that annexation, we would have naturally had to redraw district lines. We have negotiated with the attorney and asked that the attorney that's threatening to sue us if we can have a little time extension so we can draw our maps after the Roseland annexation is completed so that Roseland will be included in the district map drawings.
Because of that timing, then, the first elections by district won't take place for more than a year.
We're looking at next November. November of 2018. The state law that that we're acting under here provides the city with some what's called a safe harbor from lawsuit if we set this process in motion. We've set it in motion by resolution on Tuesday night. We now have 90 days to figure out exactly what those elections next year are going to look at. So in the next 90 days, we're going to have a series of public hearings. We'll be getting the word out on those, and I hope you'll help us do that. The community will get to weigh in on how the districts are formed, what shape they take, and how the elections will actually take place next year.
Santa Rosa Mayor Chris Corsi, I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.